National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists will be working with a new tool to track fish in southeast Alaska this spring. In April, scientists at NOAA's Auk Bay Laboratories in Juneau plan to use an autonomous underwater vehicle, or AUV, capable of detecting and recording tagged fish at various depths. The torpedo-shaped submersible can be programmed to operate independently for more than 12 hours. Research biologist John Eiler hopes it'll give scientists a better idea of fish behavior than the typical method of tracking fish, which involves using acoustic receivers attached to surface-based vessels or buoys.
The problem with both those methods is with the acoustic curtain, you know, the fish have to behave themselves. They have to travel and come into contact with that curtain of buoys. But oftentimes fish do things we don't expect.
Another benefit of the AUV is its ability to collect environmental data, including current speeds, water temperature, salinity, oxygen concentrations, and chlorophyll levels. It also has a side-scan sonar to record images of the ocean floor. Eiler says that will give scientists a better sense of the areas fish are using.
It's very important to get a sense of how fish are distributed, their movement patterns, particularly not only within a season but between seasons, the types of areas that they're using, which areas are important. And this is becoming additionally important with changes in ocean conditions to see how changes may be affecting some of these patterns.
Initially, the scientists will be tracking about 20 tagged fish, including rockfish, halibut, sablefish, pollock, herring, and crab. They'll be comparing data collected from the AUV to traditional means of tracking fish. Eiler says if it's successful, they could expand their use in the future.